Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pitch to Carlson. Base hit up the middle. And that's going to give the Cardinals another run. 2-0 here as they bat in the eighth inning. And Dylan Carlson's 2-for-2.
Oh, isn't it nice to hear Cardinal baseball again on KMOX? Rick Horton with that call yesterday. Cardinals did win it 2-0 over the Mets. They play them today in Port St. Lucie. Let's go to Florida now. Who better to ask about the first game and what he saw and heard than the president of baseball operations himself? John Mozeliak joins us live on KMOX. John, good morning, and we are at Ballpark Village today because the St. Louis Battlehawks are playing football downtown. This place is packed today. It's good to be down here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just up here in Port St. Lucie, about to start our game against the Mets.
Taking on the Mets at 12:10. We'll have it on KMOX. Adam Wainwright is on the mound. Mo, take a listen to this. This is Waino talking to us about 2020 and why he came back.
Had I looked at our team and saw a rebuild that was 3-4 years away, then that wasn't interesting to me. What is interesting to me is popping champagne and feeling that come down my beard, you know, with the playoff beard and tasting that and burning eyes and seeing confetti. That's what I'm really interested in, and bringing another trophy back home to St. Louis.
He is a competitor, isn't he? He wants to win it. He wants to do it now, and he's excited about this team, it sounds like, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, he really is, and for good reason. You think about last year, and obviously we had a very strong finish. We were one of four teams. It didn't go as well as we wanted when we were playing Washington, but nonetheless, it was still a very positive season. And, you know, I think he looked at what we have in our nucleus and what we have coming, and he was certainly excited to be a part of that. And, you know, really, when you look at where we are today, we're in game two of spring training, so it's still a little early to know exactly how things are going to shake out in terms of our roster and what it's going to look like when we get to opening day. But I can tell you that the energy and the enthusiasm here in this camp is very high.
It's good to hear. Jack Flaherty gets off to a terrific start. Two scoreless innings for him, three strikeouts, didn't walk anyone, gave up a couple of hits. Dakota Hudson followed him with two scoreless. We just heard from him before the break. And Kwang Young Kim, what did you think of KK out of the gates?
Well, I actually thought from a pitching standpoint there were a lot of positives yesterday. But, you know, the question of what was sort of the first impressions of Kim in a game situation, and I thought, like, look, I'm sure he had some nerves going into that, but I think a couple takeaways is that he does have that breaking ball as advertised, and he was throwing strikes, and that was good to see. So, you know, overall, I think you look at his first outing, and you'd have to say it was very positive.
Cardinals also received some good hitting as Matt Carpenter, and look, again, just a spring training game, right? First game, they're in Jupiter, everybody's getting stretched out, ready to go, but Matt Carpenter going the other way in his first at-bat is an attention-getter. I don't think there's any doubt about it. His approach in this offseason to be better, it was nice to see an early result, wasn't it?
It was, and, you know, look, he's been working tremendously hard this offseason to get to where he is today, and you know, hopefully he sees a lot of positive returns from that work. And, you know, yesterday's first at-bat, it was great to see. But as Clark would tell you, it's one at-bat. And, you know, he knows what his plan is. He wants to stick to it and continue to work at it. And so you know, the benefit of having a spring training is to take advantage of what you're working on and see if it's working for you.
You're probably going to have to calm me down about Dylan Carlson because I saw him last year. I liked him last year. But he goes 2-for-2 in his first game. John Mozeliak, he's a ball player. I mean, I saw him yesterday, and he looks awfully good. It's unfair to come out and say that he should be starting for this team or coming out of camp on opening day. What really would you like to see from him as his career continues to progress?
Well, it's really a couple things. It's not to say that the roster's set and decisions are made, and that's not true. But, you know, we've made it very clear this offseason that we were trying to give O'Neill, give Lane Thomas, and to some extent even someone like a Justin Williams a chance to maybe make our club and contribute. Now, lots of things have to happen, right? You know, you got to see how Bader plays. You got to see how Dex plays. But, you know, ultimately, you don't want to have a young player up on your club if they're not playing every day. And so right now I think it's just allow camp to unfold. But when you ask about Dylan Carlson from a high level, look, of course he's a very talented player. Of course we're very excited about him. And in terms of what contribution he'll have to the St. Louis Cardinals this year, it's a bit of an unknown. But certainly glad we have him in our system. And, you know, yesterday was a great first start.
He's starting in right field today. Harrison Bader will be in center field. Austin Dean, he is our guest coming up after you, John Mozeliak. Chris Raby had a chance to chat with him. My gosh, he seems like a good person. I mean, I can't wait to see him as a player. I know he has some thump in that bat, but as a human being, my first impression of Austin Dean is very high. Well, what have you gotten to know about him?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And, you know, look, he's going to get a lot of opportunities as camp. Gives us some flexibility in terms of having an option. So allowing him to come up and down is something that we thought was important when we were looking at our 40-man. But overall, I think his first impression on our staff and on our organization has been very positive.
Austin Dean will start in left field today for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then finally, just overall, as you take a look at the club moving forward, it's making a lot of headlines right now, the Houston Astros and what's going on down there. There's a lot of attention around the Astros. Just overall, what is the Cardinals' stance on moving forward? I really haven't chatted with you a whole lot. Just moving forward and how baseball has move forward or is trying to move forward with all of the sign-stealing scandals surrounding that team. What does 2020 look like from that standpoint? How does baseball move forward in your mind?
Well, I think it's going to take some time. I think a lot of people are frustrated with what they read about, what they hear about, and the fact that you know there are a lot of people that were involved in this, and you know, from a fan base standpoint, there's a lot of people that aren't happy. So to think that this is just going to go away in the next week, I think that's probably not likely. And I think it'll be interesting to just see how their season unfolds with this type of pressure and this type of distraction. But, you know, overall, I think you go to one of our games, like we're playing the Mets, it's not a topic. But there are going to be some teams that when they're facing the Astros, it is going to be something of a headliner moving forward.
Yeah, it's something we'll all, I think, have to navigate through here in Grapefruit League play. The Astros are our neighbors. They're right down there in West Palm, sharing that facility with the Nationals. The Cardinals and the Marlins at Roger Dean and the Mets up in Port St. Lucie. It's nice to have five teams all within driving distance of each other. And John Mozeliak has been kind enough to join us from Port St. Lucie. I can't wait to get down there. It'll be a couple more weeks for me, and I'll finish out the ride with you in the last 2 weeks. In the meantime, have a great game today as the Cardinals take on the Mets. I think all you can ask for right now is to wish the Cardinals good health. That's what you want, right? That's the key. Get out of this camp healthy.
Right. I mean, obviously, there's some things we want to see happen in terms of development, but the key to this camp is always ending up healthy.
Appreciate the time very much. Have a great day today.
All right. Thanks, Tommy.
There's John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, just giving us his observations of some of the players we saw yesterday and what's to come today. It's going to be an interesting camp. And again, patience, let things play out is all I'll say. Just let it all play out. This is a long baseball season, and I think we say this every single year, but how the roster looks in February, how the roster looks in April will not be the same as how it looks in October, if the Cardinals are so fortunate to get there. It's going to change as the season goes along. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from the Cardinals left fielder, Austin Dean, and we'll tell you a little bit more about what you can expect from the St. Louis Battlehawks this afternoon. A 2 o'clock kickoff. Professional football is back. We're at Ballpark Village. This place is filling up with some football fans. They are decked out in Battlehawk blue as far as the eye can see here inside Fox Sports Midwest Live. Tom Ackerman with you on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We'll be back right after these words.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.